Hello?
Yes, hey, is it Dr. Urban?
Yes, it is. How you doing, sir?
Yep, it's Steve Wilson. How are you doing?
How you doing, Steve? I'm doing well. I wanted to talk a little bit about the book so we can get this thing going and wrapped up. I know I've been kind of tardy getting stuff back, but I've been swamped busy with a lot of stuff, and it's been really crazy on this end. But now I'm ready to – I want to finish this up as soon as possible because I want to have it out by Christmas. That's why I really want to make sure this book is done by Christmas if I can, but I know it might be tough.
Just a minute. Let me just set up the deadline over here first. It's going to be before Christmas.
I was hoping, but I mean, maybe right after, but I was hoping it'd be Christmas. We had talked about basketball season earlier.
We can surely try to wrap it up till Christmas. It's like we still have around 45 days, I believe. So it's doable.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the thing. So my biggest thing is I want to get as much of the grammar done. I mean, because my problem is when I thought you guys were going to do a little more writing, but I guess not. I mean, like helping me write some of the stuff and add things. I know in the last chapter it's been just editing, right? Not really adding any narrative to it or anything like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're not doing any of that. So that's the thing. If that's the case, because every time when I get it, I always write a lot more. I think of more things and all that. I don't want to do it. I want to go ahead and just, like, let's get the grammar. Make sure grammatically it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make sure that, like, really edit it to be – because sometimes I still was – remember, I found a bunch of errors after the last time. And that's why I didn't expect to find any errors, you know, like, I mean, I know maybe one or two, but there was quite a few in that last pass that I went through in those first chapters.
Mm-hmm.
So, do
you want us to currently just focus on the grammatical mistakes?
I mean, that's probably the best thing, because, I mean, I think doing that, you know, if can we run it through any programs like Grammarly or... You know, the word, even word, they have grammar checks, you know, but really make sure there's no mess ups like, you know, plural words or pronouns that's out of place. And I just don't want to have grammar, you know, problems in the book.
I got it.
Okay. So that's what I really want to work on. And I think I'm set with the cover. You saw the new picture. Because the reason I sent that was because I couldn't. You know, the face and stuff on the picture, my eyes were kind of closed. So I end up getting a new photo shoot and taking a new picture. I mean, same outfit and everything, but that was a new picture. That's what I wanted to put. And then I wanted to be able to talk to you about the lettering and all that kind of stuff on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Can we
just
do that?
Just a minute. Sure, we can surely do that. Let me just open up the book cover card over here. Although I have already shared the revision that you have shared with me along with the new image.
Okay. Good. Yeah, so that's what I want to wrap that up. And then we haven't looked at the back cover either, though. What was our plan for the back cover?
Back cover is not going to take much time. Like, all we need to do is I need to ask the team to write a book summary that will be putting at the back of the cover, and it will be designed. It's not going to even take a day.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send that, because it'll probably be the same color stuff as the front, but then what I want to do is I've got a blurb from somebody, like an endorsement, like something they wrote, and I'll give them a quote and put that on the back of it.
So are you going to provide the back cover content?
Yes, I'll provide a quote on it. I'm going to work on that this weekend and get that to you by Monday for sure.
Sounds perfect then. So once I get the...
But go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So yeah, all I was saying that once I get the back cover content from your side, I'm just simply going to share it with the team. And we can have the back cover ready the same day. You can have the complete cover in a day.
Okay, and the spine, because we got to do the spine also. Got to put the name and stuff on the spine.
Yep, everything is going to be taken care of.
Okay, so All right, so let's do this, because I want to be able to contact you. Is this, can I, will I be able to call you?
On Monday?
Yes, can I, can I call you so we can, with this number? Is this your number that you're calling from?
No, this is the office line. I will be sharing my personal cell number. Just
okay,
give me one quick minute here. Let me just drop you a text.
Yeah, text me. That'd be perfect. Because I want to be able, like I said, in these last few weeks, I want to go ahead and be able to talk to you so we can wrap this up. And the email is okay, but it's just hard because I'll miss some of the emails sometimes. And it's just hard, you know, being in touch with email.
I have already sent you a text earlier, but let me just see. Oh, wait. Just sent
Hold
you
on,
a text to Steve here.
I got it. Perfect.
Perfect. So that's my personal cell phone number.
Okay.
And you can reach out to me anytime on this number. And
okay.
If I didn't answer your call, you can simply drop me a text and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Perfect. I'll be texting you, okay. So okay, let's talk real quick about the cover, the front cover though. I want to make sure we get this right so it won't be any more issues.
Sure. So let me just read out the points. If on the number one you said please replace the picture of me with one of the attached ones. It's gonna be done. Already shared with the team. Second, you say also please shrink down your parent colored glasses two sizes smaller.
It's that part, not the takeoff. The red words, takeoff.
Mm-hmm.
I want those to stay big. So that's the first thing is takeoff, and then your parent colored glasses. I mean, I don't want it small, but I want it smaller than what it is because we need more space on the cover. So make that a little bit smaller. So maybe a couple sizes smaller. Okay.
Got it.
Also,
so it's going to be the same size of the takeoff, or is it going to be smaller than that?
Well, it doesn't have to be small. It can be bigger than the takeoff, but just smaller than what it is. I mean, leave the takeoff like it is, but then your parent color glasses will kind of fit under that smaller, but not smaller than the takeoff. The takeoff is kind of small, so I just don't want it as big as it is right now, just so it can, you can really, it stands out a little bit smaller.
I got it. All right.
Okay.
It's going to be done.
Okay. Yeah, so now the
Third
next thing
is
the O in takeoff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's kind of crushing the glasses. I really want the glasses to look more pure, because there was the first one you guys sent, the O and the glasses look really good. But the last ones, they look kind of smushed down. They look kind of
The first
maybe
one in which it's on the right side of the takeoff?
No. I like it inside the takeoff. I like the glasses inside the O. But,
okay.
Because that lot with the line on it, because that's where the glasses and the O is perfect. But for some reason, it looks different from the first time y'all did it. The first time I did, the glasses look better. I just want that image to be... The glasses to be ready, you can see them good, and you can see the line going through it saying, take off your glasses. So take off your parent colored glasses.
I got it. So it's going to be more round, like the O needs to be more round, and along with the white visible outline along the takeoff.
Yeah, a little white, thin white visible line, because it's kind of matching. The other one had the red line or the blue line around it, so I want the white line around the red, kind of make that red stand out. All right.
Got it.
And now the other letters can be a solid font. The subtitle where it says this memoir is, this is a memoir that, a helpful memoir or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I want those, how books have a subtitle like in the middle of the book?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that describes the book right there. I want that on the front cover.
The fourth point you're saying, please add the following words on the basketball court. That's what you're saying, right?
But it's not really 4 points. It's more of it's in a paragraph. I want it to be like a paragraph form. I couldn't write it in that email for some reason, paragraph form. I want it to be like, have you seen books with little subtitles in it? That describes what the memoir is. Hold on a second. I can send you a cover of what I was thinking about. I'll show you exactly. I'll text you right now.
Sure.
It'll show you what I'm talking about. Hold on real quick. Let me send the picture, and then you can see this is what I want.
No.
Okay, so you see this this cover. Let me know what you think.
Now, have you shared it over Teamwork?
I just sent it to you. See what you see. He has it like down under. Did you get it?
Not yet. Just a minute.
Okay. What about now? Did you get a picture?
Nope, I still haven't got it. You're sharing it over the Teamwork?
No, I'm sorry.
I got it here. It's on the text.
Yes.
Got it. Memoir of Second Chances and First Takes.
Yeah, so that's how. Yeah, that's a subtitle. So I wanted like a subtitle. That's a memoir. You know, my words as a subtitle also.
So, like, is it going to be any one of these among these four, or like you want the team to?
Yeah, what I want is for them not to be like bullets. I want them to be like a paragraph or like it's supposed to read as a sentence, like a sentence. Just like his is a memoir of second chances. Mine's a helpful memoir that does, you know, blah 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 on it. I
totally got your point. So you're just saying that it needs to be, it needs to look like a subtitle. That's it, right?
Yeah, subtitle. Like that's the main title is Take Off Your Parent Colored Glasses, but then the subtitle.
Got it. So it's going to be anyone of among these four?
No, it's all of that whole sentence, all the sentence. That
all of it? A helpful writing memoir unveiling the detrimental influence that some parents have on the careers of their competitive student athletes, right?
Yes. But not like that in lines. It could be bring it together and make it like, you know, a small little paragraph sentence type.
I got it. It's going to be a two-liner.
Yeah, probably a two-liner. A two-liner would be good.
Two-liner would be perfect, and I will share. I have already, like, shared it with the team, and right after this call, I'm going to go to the illustrator, and we'll explain him briefly, and it's going to be done.
Gotcha. See, that's good. So now at least you understand what I'm saying. Okay. So that's good. Because that's...
All right. I understand everything regarding the book cover for now. And besides this, if there's anything else, please let me know.
Okay. Hold on. I'm sending you one more thing just to kind of show you what I make sure you understand this book here.
Sure.
Just hold on a second. Okay. Look, see if you see that one I just sent.
That's a big paragraph.
Yeah. See how that's in a paragraph on the side. You know, that's what I wanted. I wanted like on the basketball court on the side. You know. So that's.
Let's do this. The thing is, we do have like a big title, like the title is pretty big. So let me just share, like I have already shared with the team. Let me wait for the team. Let me ask the team to like come up with their ideas, and I will be sharing at least two mock-ups with you.
Okay, that sounds good. I mean,
and then we can decide which one you need to go with.
Okay. I can do that. That's cool with me then. That sounds good. I mean, but at least you're understanding what I'm looking for right now.
Yep, I totally got it.
Okay. Gotcha. I mean, that's what I'm glad. Or at least you understand it. So, hold on. Let me send. I'm sending one more just to show you, and that's the last one. So you'll at least, when your team is working on it, they'll know. Yeah, you're right. My title is, yeah, you're right, it's a little bit bigger. So that's why I was trying to say we can take off your parent color glasses. I don't want it too small, but you can be smaller than what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the title is so big, make it so it all fits on the page, you know.
Yep, it's going to be perfectly aligned.
Yep.
I will share the feedback with the team, and it's going to be done.
Okay, perfect. All right. Sounds good. That sounds good to me. Okay, so now at least you know that we're going to try to – let's wrap this thing up. Let's work on the grammar. Let's just go through grammar and stuff like that. I want to look at what you said in the last chapter, because what's the latest?
Yep, I have shared with you. Yeah, I have shared with you the recent files are of Chapter 8 and 9, and the second file is Chapter 10 till 13. So I will I am waiting for your feedback on these chapters from 8 till 13. Once I got it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll approve by Monday. Mm-hmm. I'll approve them by Monday. Okay.
Sounds perfect. Perfect.
All right. All right, Steve. Thank you so much for calling me. Like I said, I'll text you on Monday when, you know,
mm-hmm.
hopefully you think by next week we can get something, we can wrap these covers up next week.
Yep. You can surely, once I get your feedback on Monday, you will be getting the next draft max by Friday. And as far as the book cover is concerned, it's going to be delivered to you by Monday or Tuesday.
Perfect. Thank you. That sounds great. Excellent.
All right.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
No worries, Dr. Irvin. Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one. You too, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.